Nathan Price is leading a motorcade of cabs down 16th Street in Washington, D.C., ignoring the hands that try to wave him down for a fare.
We started the car to burn, and we came all the way down 16th Street.
Nathan is the chairman of the D.C. Coalition of Taxi Cab Drivers. He leans into the seat of his orange and black cab. His graying hair is combed back over his head, and his large hands are on the steering wheel. Today, he's leading a line of taxis to Freedom Plaza as part of a 24-hour strike.
Matter of fact, we're going to come right back out this street right here, and we're going to circle Freedom Plaza.
And you're the leader?
I'm the leader, but right now.
His cab has become his office.
And let this thing drive me crazy. Yes, Mr. Reedy. Huh? Any what?
The D.C. cab drivers were shocked this fall when they learned that Mayor Adrian Fenty was passing an executive order that required all cabs to install time-distance meters, a change that D.C. cabs have long fought against. Time is running out. By April 6th, meters must be installed in all 6,500 D.C. cabs.
I don't know. I'm waiting on a wagon. He keeps stopping completely in traffic. And I say, wagon, you can't stop completely. Because in Washington, you stop like that, you know, you're dealing with, in downtown, you're dealing with Homeland Security. But he says, well, I'm willing to go to jail.
But keeping the striking cab drivers in line is the least of Nathan's problems. The D.C. cab drivers are a group with deep divisions that make organizing a campaign against the city's policies an ongoing struggle.
It's been a monumental task, just getting them all down at the same table.
All the cab drivers?
Oh, man. There's so many ethnic frictions, you know, tribal frictions.
Nathan is convinced that if the D.C. cab drivers don't organize soon, the changes proposed by the city will deprive them of their most distinct advantage, the ability to own their own cabs, turning them into small-time entrepreneurs. Meters, it's rumored, could lead to medallions, the notorious New York City cab system that keeps control in the hands of company owners and dramatically cuts down on the number of cabs allowed on the streets.
What happens is that we lose our jobs because you can't put 6,500 time-distance meter cabs into a small enclave as downtown D.C. We have to preserve that. If we lose that, then they starve us to death.
When Nathan makes it to Freedom Plaza, he stands at the center of the square and watches the cabs roll in from the Capitol building, clogging the streets and honking their horns.
What are we seeing down there?
Nothing but cabs. Two lanes of nothing but cabs.
Even though he's been able to get everyone to the same plaza, Nathan still has no means to direct the drivers, who continue to honk while he waves his arms in the air to make them stop.
The only thing disturbing is the honking of the horns. You know, that's a city violation that I'm opposed to. I think the message got across.
But while the honking cab drivers at Freedom Plaza clearly communicated their frustration, the strike had no effect on city policy. Several weeks later, Nathan has changed tactics. He's begun to organize meetings with the heads of the ethnic groups that control the cab industry. This morning, he's meeting with the Indian Cab Drivers Association.
Guests in the house, my house always have a chair.
The Indian cab drivers gather on the sides of the room as Nathan begins to speak. The room is quiet as they wait to see what he'll say.
I've been like far removed from all the different ethnic groups, you know, because they don't come to me. Now I'm glad that we're starting to come together. Because our blood is that we all drive taxi cabs. That's our commonality, and that's the thing we have to fight for.
Nathan needs the help of the cab drivers to file suit against the city.
No, we are here because what we are going to do about it?
What we're going to do about it? All thing we can do is constantly sue them.
Because sue them, right? Sue them.
By the end of the meeting, the cab drivers have pulled out their wallets and are counting out contributions to the campaign.
Thank you very much, sir. Thank you very much.
Cab drivers remain divided by ethnicity, class, or company, and most D.C. citizens still support the change to meters. Realistically, Nathan and the cab drivers are up against a long fight, even if the lawsuit they filed last month keeps the city from moving forward with changes. But Nathan is already imagining the next strike. He's hoping that this time he'll be able to unite the D.C. taxi drivers in one wave, ignoring the divisions that have held them apart in the past. For Intern Edition, I'm Ariel Kitsch.